an economic consultant and chairperson of Ghana Growth and Development Platform, Kwabena Sylvia J, says Ghana will never have a credible and stable CD until the Bank of Ghana is truly independent and has a legislation limiting government deficit. Presenting a paper in Accra on the depreciation of the CD vis-à-vis Bank of Ghana's measures to check it, Mr. J said for the CD to regain confidence, the Bank of Ghana should withdraw the measures it imposed, since they are not enough to reverse distortions in the foreign exchange markets, international trade, and the economy as a whole.
A member of the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, and the former Commissioner of SRAJ, Justice Samuel Short, said the Constitution Review Commission, in its recommendations, failed to consider the winner-takes-all system of governance in Ghana. He said it is surprising that despite the numerous complaints about the defects of that system, it still remains the choice of Ghana. The Justice Samuel Short thinks has resulted in weak and independent governance institutions which have turned into breeding grounds for money-making and political polarization. He was speaking at the climax of the IEA zonal consultation on the winner-takes-all practice of governance in Ghana.
The Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, SECAM, has stressed the need to accelerate efforts towards attaining the dream of a reconciled Africa. Speaking at a forum to mark the 45th anniversary of the organization in Accra, the second vice president of SECAM and Archbishop of Kumasi, Most Reverend Gabriel Anoche, announced plans to celebrate a Pan-African Year of Reconciliation. Archbishop Anoche highlighted the forthcoming Synod of Bishops on the family in Rome, scheduled for October this year. He said as nucleus of society, families ought to be strengthened to rediscover their true identity. Archbishop Anoche said currently, SECAM is actively involved in the post-2015 development agenda being prepared by the UN, adding that together with other faith leaders, they have developed a position paper. Reverend Father Joseph Kumakuma is the Secretary General of SECAM.
One major achievement is to bring the whole church in Africa, the Catholic Church, together to speak with one voice. The church is very involved, intervenes in a lot of development activity. The MDGs are coming to an end next year, and in its place, there is a proposal to have sustainable development goals. Now, since they said this time they want to hear the voice of the people who are affected by poverty, the people who need this development seriously, so SECAM has been a leading voice in convincing the church leaders, not only Catholic, but also from other faith organizations, to speak to UN agencies on the concerns of church leaders, because we feel as a church we are the closest to the people. So then we are able to demonstrate to these people the areas of greatest need, and not only those that are suggested by technocrats, but from the feelings of the people.